talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Good morning, everyone, and special thanks to the great Chris Isaac for the Talking About a Home theme song. Today we've got a great show lined up for you. We'll be talking with Tommy Albrecht, remodeling contractor, design professional Jody Crosby, John Hanna and Jamie Wells with J&K Home Furnishings, Sydney Hall with Pureway Low Country about how you can get cleaner water at home, and Stephen Kulkoka with Decks and Docks. Have a great weekend. And now we're talking with Stephen Kulkoka with Decks and Docks. How are you doing, Stephen?
Doing well. How are you, sir?
Good, good. Tell our listeners all about Decks and Docks.
Sure. So Decks and Docks, is the Charleston location is a part of a chain of 50-plus locations nationwide. We're initially started down in Clearwater, Florida, as a single location back in 2005, and have grown to a what we consider a national brand. We're west of the Mississippi River all the way to Providence, Rhode Island, down to the Keys every couple hours. So there's not many places that folks are looking for outdoor living that we can't help supply it.
Gotcha. And what types of materials can people find at Decks and Docks?
Sure. So the broad category we define it as is outdoor living. Now, within that, it's, you know, decking, railing, fencing, a little bit of outdoor kitchens, anything waterfront. So from pilings to seawall to pedestals to just about anything you need for waterfront applications, composite decking, ePay, custom handrails, anything folks are looking for.
And what parts of town do the Decks and Docks materials end up being installed?
So our the contractors we team up with, or the contractors we sell to, or the contractors that homeowners use go, you know, anywhere in a 2-hour radius of Charleston. Additionally, we've got a store in Savannah that covers Hilton Head, Beaufort, Bluffton, all the way down to Brunswick. And then we've got a store in Myrtle Beach, Merle's Inlet area, that covers, you know, anywhere along the coast, Georgetown. But we commonly do deliveries to Sumter, Summerton, up to the lakes, anywhere in the Ace Basin, basically anywhere within a 2-hour radius of Charleston.
All right. And have you noticed an uptick in homeowners wanting to get their decking replaced because it may have that pressure treated decking may have failed, you know, that was installed maybe 15, 20 years ago?
For sure. I mean, if anybody's got a deck that they've had for 15, 20 years made out of pressure treated, I'd consider that a good investment. Any more, we're seeing 10, 12, 15 years maybe out of pressure treated. It's just not what it used to be. And I'm a wood guy, so I hate to even say that. But, you know, composite, any one of the composites, any one of the synthetics, we're seeing a huge uptick in that. And we're even seeing synthetic framing become a much, much larger portion of the framing material that's sold, either from a Azex option where it's fully aluminum, to Fortress framing, to Owens Corning, synthetic framing. All of that is beginning to pop up.
Yeah, and we did a story last year in Charleston Home and Design Magazine about the fact that about 20 years ago, the EPA changed the formula for how pressure treated lumber was treated, and they took out key ingredient arsenic, which sounds really bad, but you'd have to eat an entire 2x4 to be affected by it, and no one's going to do that. But it lessened the the way that that pressure treated lumber was supposed to react to the elements over the years. And I guess they've made the formula, the pressure treated formula, better today than it was 20 years ago.
They have, and I think the other thing, not to go off on a tangent, but I think the other thing is the way that we grow our pine trees now. So with the agricultural, essentially tree farming, the plant to cut has gotten significantly faster mm-hmm. than what our grandparents used. I mean, our grandparents were framing homes with unpressure treated pine, and now we're talking about treatment more than we are pine. And if you look at the growth rings on the end of a 2x4 now versus what you used to get, it's just not even the same. It's not even the same product. So.
Yeah. There's a reason those old houses in downtown Charleston are still standing, because they used old growth pine to build those. And
for sure.
Well, I understand that Decks and Docks has some exciting new news.
We do. So, yes, sir. So we are opening a what we're calling a design center in the Mount Pleasant area. Don't have the address, not ready to share the address at the moment, but we will make an announcement with more specifics later. But we are opening a design center in Mount Pleasant. And what we envision that to be is a place in a shopping center not attached to a lumberyard, where you can go get groceries, go stop at the Verizon, and then pop in to talk about decking, railing, fencing. We'll have all the displays. It'll be nice, clean, neat. There'll be lighting options there. It'll be everything you can assume, you can look for an outdoor living. There'll be some outdoor kitchens there. It'll be a place where you can go and look at all of the options for your, whatever you want your backyard to be, whatever your vision is for your backyard.
Oh, that's great. Are there other Decks and Docks, showrooms in other parts of the country?
Yes, sir, there are. So we originally got the idea through a partnership with Kansas City Deck Supply, which is now Decks and Docks Kansas City. And in that locality, they have three showrooms in one city. And so very rarely do homeowners have to go to the lumberyard, which oftentimes are in not in downtown Mount Pleasant or not in the more affluent areas. Mm-hmm. And so in Kansas City, they have three showrooms around the city, and we've since expanded that out. And we now have showrooms in Franklin, Tennessee, Fredericksburg, Virginia, Charlotte and Cornelius that partners with that branch. And we're also putting one in, like I said, in Mount Pleasant. That will be a place, it'll be staffed with an expert that's all they do is outdoor living. They know all the deckings, all the railings. And it'll be a place that's, theoretically high impact for someone that's looking for everything. They've already done their internet research. They have an idea of what they want to do. And they can go there and make some final decisions, be able to touch and feel the different products.
So the nice thing is it kind of puts the homeowner in charge of choosing the materials that are going to go into their outdoor living space. So they can visit the Decks and Docks showroom in Mount Pleasant, which will be coming when?
Just as fast as we can get it ready. I don't want to put it out in the universe when, because then things will start pop up why that won't happen. But it'll hopefully be this summer is the goal.
Gotcha.
Spring, summer.
So they'll be able to visit the Decks and Docks showroom and not necessarily have to rub elbows with other contractors, but they can look at finished vignettes that show the stainless steel railing that's very popular these days.
Yeah.
And all the different decking options and so forth, and kind of pick out those items, and then go tell their contractor that's what they want, and go get the measurements and pick up the order.
Sure. And additionally into that, it's designed for homeowners to be able to come and kick tires on different products and look at and, spend 30 minutes uninterrupted. In a lumber yard, it can get very busy with pickups and with, yard guys coming in and out and drivers coming in and out. So this will be a space where you can really lean into making a decision and look at this color and how it interacts with that color and this railing and this decking And additionally to that, it's instead of just being for homeowners, we will actually have a space for contractors where they can come and meet with homeowners in a conference room. Mm-hmm. And so a contractor could theoretically say to a homeowner, go up there, start talking about things, start making decisions, you know, and then you and I can sit down and make sure that the plan together and they can put pricing and it'll be a space for contractors and homeowners to meet as well.
Oh, that's great. That sounds awesome. Well, in the meantime, how can folks get more information about Decks and Docks?
Sure. So the best place to look for us for immediate information is online. So you go to decks-docs.com. And I think we have a pretty strong Instagram presence and a Facebook presence where we make a lot of these announcements. And you can sign up for newsletters and all that good stuff as well.
All right, great. And you can always find Decks and Docks within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking with Stephen Kukulka with Decks and Docks. Thanks so much, Stephen.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your time.
And now we're talking with Sydney Hall with Pure Way Low Country. How are you doing, Sydney?
I'm doing amazing. How are you?
Good, thank you. Sydney, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Pure Way Low Country.
So Pure Way, we provide whole home water filtration to the Low Country. We are dedicated to providing clean, safe drinking water to every tap. We're all local to the Low Country, so we not only care about your water quality, but we also care about you, and we want you to be satisfied with the water.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Talk about the systems that that Pure Way Low Country will install in someone's home.
Mm-hmm. So we have one main system that it's no salt, no electricity, no backwashing. So it's kind of the only time that you have to do anything with our system is in 2 to 3 years when you would have to change out the filters. And we provide that service as well at the same cost. And the great thing about us is that we're not trying to sell you a water softener and things like that unless you truly need it. A lot of people will sell you a 1-2 punch, which is a water softener and then a reverse osmosis under your sink. With our system, we want to give you clean drinking water for your whole house. So in your shower, for your laundry, everything in your home will be filtered. And that can also be good for, we have customers that come to us that have eczema and things like that, and chlorine and ammonia that gets put in our water to disinfect and kill other contaminants. That can be a problem with your skin and with your hair. And we've had customers say that after getting our system, they haven't had the flare-ups that they used to. Mm. So that's, you know, you never realize what's in your water until you start going down that deep water hole, as we say.
So. Does Pure Way Low Country, when a homeowner calls Pure Way out, are you doing a water test for the homeowners just to let them know what their current situation is?
Mm-hmm. So to truly test your water, a lot of people will bring a whole lab kit with them. With our company, we tell people to truly test your water, you do have to send it off to a third party. So we test the chlorine that's in your water. We don't do a whole elaborate test at your home. We are third-party tested, so everything that we are claiming, we have been verified for taking those contaminants out. And you can always look up on EWG, environmentalworkinggroup.org. They have a section where they have tested your water. You can just type in your zip code and see what contaminants they are worried about in your water. And that is a third party that we always like to show our customers to let them know what can be found in their water.
Generally speaking, what can be found in water here in the Charleston area?
So there can be lots of things, microplastics, there can be chloramines, chlorine, usually speaking, there is can be up to, I think one part of Charleston, there was 12 cancer-causing contaminants and then 25 total contaminants reported on EWG. And some of the names are super, super long. There's HAA9, which can be harmful in your to your body. There's lots of very long names, and that, you know, they are byproducts of the chlorine as well. So that's why we do test the chlorine, just to show, you know, this is a byproduct from the other contaminants mm-hmm. as well. So it's, there's a whole list of problems, which, you know, a lot of people don't realize until they're diving into it.
Mm-hmm. Are there different options besides, like, I know Pureway Low Country has a whole home option. Are there other options that are just on, like, your certain faucets in the house, for example?
Of course. So we do, if you don't have a water cutoff or you live in an apartment or a condo, we do have under the sink options that are available, and we also have we add minerals back in, and so you're getting more minerals, and it raises the pH, so you're getting close to alkaline water for under your sink. So that's also a benefit. But we do like to install, if we can, the whole house, just because it does last for the 2 to 3 years, and it's you know, no maintenance on it, and it's for every tap. So mm-hmm. we do have other options as well. Yes.
I gotcha. Do you have to how often do you have to change the filters?
You have to change the filters for the whole house. It's every 2 to 3 years. We are tested. Our third party test does go to 5 years, but because of our water quality, we you might experience, you know, between 2 to 3 years. Hmm. And we just want to make sure that our filters are doing making the best quality water that mm-hmm. it can.
Gotcha. And go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, for under the sink, because the filters are smaller, you would have to change them out a little sooner. So that's around probably seven months to a year.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, I'm on the purewaylowcountry.com website, and there's a little message that pops up that says, "Do you trust what's coming out of your faucet?" And I think if people knew where our tap water came from, you might take up a pause about whether you trust it or not. And what I'm referring to is, like, I remember a few years ago we would go canoeing on the Edisto River, which is, they call it a blackwater river because it flows so slowly. And for the Charleston area, what they refer to as city water, one of the sources is the Edisto River, and mm-hmm. which is like 40 miles from here. So that water is traveling through pipelines before it gets to the Charleston water system, where they purify it and so forth. But then it goes out into all sorts of pipes, and you know, some of those pipes are buried in the ground. Sometimes they're very, very old. You know, even after it's been purified, it still has to go through those pipes to get to your house. And I don't know. We have a water filtration system at our house. I don't think I would want to drink tap water if it wasn't if we didn't have a whole house filtration system.
Mm-hmm. And people don't realize that, you know, the water company is doing the best they can, but they can't they can't fix the pipes. They can't fix the delivery system. So that can be the issue, because there is buildup within the pipes. And, you know, if your water hits those contaminants, it's just going to continue into your faucets. So that's where the issues can arise.
Yeah. What kind of freaked me out was when we were canoeing down the Edisto, we saw some water snakes and some other things. And I'm like, wow, we're drinking that water. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. But, I would imagine another big benefit is, do your customers talk to you about, wanting to, lengthen the life of their appliances that use water, the faucets that, can build up with minerals and so forth?
Yes. Yes, especially if you have a hot water heater instead of a tankless, you know, that buildup within your pipes and appliances from that, the calcium, that can, you know, make it go a little faster. You have to replace it more often. And with our system, basically we're coating the pipes and appliances to make sure the calcium doesn't have a way to stick. So that's going to help make your pipes and appliances last longer.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a major benefit with our system.
Yes.
And we do, we are all from here, and we do have 100% satisfaction guaranteed, or your money back. 'Cause we do believe in our product, and, we want everybody in the Lowcountry to be satisfied. So we do offer that, because we know that we're providing good service, and that, so if 1 year down the line you decide, you know what, this is not for me, we'll give you your money back and, you know, go on our way. But mm-hmm. we've never had somebody take us up on that.
Yeah. Well, it's not an option. It is a necessity. We need clean, pure water coming into our house that we drink every day. So how can folks get more information about getting pure filtered water in their homes from Pureway Lowcountry?
So from Pureway Lowcountry, you can look up our website. It's purewaylowcountry.com. Or you can give us a call at 843-802-6111. Sorry. And it's 843-802-6111.
All right, great. And you can always find Pure Way Lowcountry within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Sydney Hall with Pure Way Lowcountry. Thanks so much, Sydney.
Thank you so much.
And now we're talking with John Hanna and Jamie Wells with J&K Home Furnishings. How are you folks doing?
We're good, Tim. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Just fine. Thank you. Would you take a moment and tell our listeners all about J&K Home Furnishings?
Well, there's certainly a lot to tell, isn't there, Jamie?
Absolutely.
This is a company that has been around since the late 90s, and it's a family-owned business by the Dawson family. We have 7 locations, 5 in the Grand Strand region and 2 in the Charleston region. And specifically, our new Goose Creek location.
Gotcha. So
where you don't have to go over the bridge and sit in that traffic. For those of you that live in Somerville or Ladson, we know how that goes. So now we are now servicing a larger portion for you.
Right. And the new Goose Creek store, that was formerly an Infinger furniture store, which a lot of people are aware of. And they were sold to J&K Home Furnishings. Congratulations on that. And now it's part of the J&K Home Furnishings brand. That's great. Congratulations. And what tell our listeners, what makes J&K different?
Well, we'll begin with our services. We can do as little or as much as you'd like. meaning we can sell you just a sofa, or we can design your whole living room on to your entire house. We have a wonderful staff of salespeople and trained interior designers, and we offer in-home design services where we come out and measure, create you floor plans, pull together fabrics and paints, and coordinate what you need with what you already have, and give you a path to go on. It really takes all the headache and the guessing out of interior design and furniture for the consumer and makes it a very laid back and relaxed process, much more enjoyable, and you make much less costly mistakes with our expertise.
Well, that's great.
I'd also like to note that we have a local buying team who understands our customer base very well. Unlike, you know, a big box store who you go into an Ohio showroom and it's going to be the same as a Charleston showroom. We have a more curated style where we have anything from coastal to modern to transitional, but we understand the customer base from North Carolina down to Charleston very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jamie is exactly right with that, Tim. I can't tell you how many hours of research go into making each of our locations personalized for that specific demographic. And we have cultivated relationships with brands and vendors where J&K has exclusive product that you don't see with other competitors in the market, both in product and price points.
What would some of those be?
Well, for example, we partner with vendors such as Bassett Furniture. In the past, we have been their number one or second runner-up independent retailer nationwide. That's a big deal for little South Carolina. So we partner with them, and that's a lot of product that cannot be bought anywhere else with any other competitor. And then we also have exclusives that we work with to design specific frame to fabric packages with motion furniture, with upholstery, bedroom and dining room collections from a variety of vendors, anyone from Magnuson Furniture on to Parker House Furniture.
Well, that's great. Well, good do. Would you like to add anything, Jamie?
Yeah, we really pride ourselves on hitting a variety of price points. We do a lot of special orders. So this is where you can pick your fabric, your finish, your arm style, hardware. These orders can take anywhere from 4 to 12 weeks. But we also have a really, really wonderful curated in-stock collection where you can get immediate delivery and savings. So we really do all the research for you when it comes to brands. You know, we are carrying only tried and true quality brands at really exclusive price points.
Good deal. How does the design service work at J&K Home Furnishings?
Well, as I mentioned before, it is a great savings. What we do is we charge you a one-time $250 fee. And Tim, that is refundable to you with a purchase of $5,000 or more, and we give you up to a year to do that. But $250 is the best insurance policy you can buy to partner with an experienced designer to guide you through. I can think of many costly mistakes clients have made in the past where if they had only had this service offered to them, those would have been alleviated. And this is a much cheaper route than paying an hourly fee with a designer. Plus, we make it fun. Our showrooms are exciting, and you get energized and inspired just coming in and working with us.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, our showrooms are 30,000 square feet, most of them. And so it's really a great experience. The designers will work with you as much or as little as you want. And you should come in and just really get inspired.
Well, good deal. Well, my wife was helping me deliver magazines a couple of months ago, and we delivered to the J&K store in Mount Pleasant. And
oh, wonderful.
She took a look around and said, huh, I need to come back here.
That's what we like to hear.
We're a one-stop shop.
Yes, and the Goose Creek Showroom, we did a full remodel, new floors, new knockdown walls, brand new furniture, beautiful vignettes, very on trend. So we really hope to see you there.
Well, that's great.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Jamie, because to people driving by, they might not notice much change. But I can promise you, if you come in, it's jaw-dropping.
Uh-huh. I was just there on Monday.
Oh, good, good.
Delivering some new magazines to the Goose Creek store, yeah. And I did notice the new flooring and the new layout, and the store looked fantastic.
Excellent. Well, we're glad you've been in. And hey, bring that wife back in. We can help y'all with the project.
For sure, for sure. Well, what are you finding that's trending these days?
You know, that's a loaded question. There are always trends in the home industry that follow the fashion industry. And then within local regions such as ours, you know, being near the coast, you constantly see a lot of blues and greens. But I'll tell you this, in the past few years, and Jamie, you chime in here too, we have seen rich, bold shades of the blues and greens, almost into the jewel tones that have been very inspiring, really all across the board.
Hmm.
Rust as well. We're seeing a return to darker, more warm wood tones. Some really beautiful, beautiful stuff.
It's all very secular with the fashion and the home industry. And it's fun seeing some of these more deep, vibrant colors and stains come back in with a new look, a new vigor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true. Do you ever get customers asking for American-made furniture?
Oh, 100%.
A lot. American, and solid wood.
I can't think of a better retailer in our area to offer more options of American-made. And like Jamie mentioned, custom solid hardwoods. We can definitely do it.
Yes, we carry great Amish brands as well as Kincaid, which is known for their solid wood story. So we have many, many American brands, and we're definitely focusing on that.
Well, that's great. No tariffs to worry about then.
Certainly. That's a huge deal. And that you see that when you look at the pricing. American pricing's not affected by that.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, good deal. Well, would you two like to add anything else before we wrap it up?
Well, I'd like to say if you're thinking about a project or if you're in the middle of the project, we can jump in at any point and help you. And regardless of where you are, we do have multiple locations. So go to our website, jkhomefurnishings.com. You can visit our location tab at the bottom, find the address closest to you, and come on in. We would love to see you and get started with you.
All right. Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with John Hanna and Jamie Wells with J&K Home Furnishings. And you can always find J&K Home Furnishings within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thank you, folks.
Thanks.
Thank you, Kim.
And now we're talking with design professional Jody Crosby with Crosby Creations Home Designs. How are you doing, Jody?
I'm doing well, Tim. How are you?
Good, good. Jody, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Crosby Creations Home Designs.
Yeah, I'd love to. So Crosby Creations has been around since 2008. We are an architectural design firm. So what we have many different types of projects that we handle. We can do renovations and addition design. We can do custom home design. We have stock plans. We can, you know, kind of help clients navigate through, like, you know, maybe a special exception or a variance to the various municipalities if they have like a complicated construction situation with a site plan and that sort of thing. So we're kind of all over the place. We do redraws if someone has a plan that they bought off the internet and they need to be redrawn and changes to be made. So we do, we're like full service drafting and design.
Gotcha. So Crosby Creation Home Designs, you folks draw the house plans, whether it's a remodel or new construction, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Gotcha. And some homeowners are probably asking, I'm going to be doing a remodel on my house. Do I need a house plan? I'm already talking to a contractor who is giving me advice and things like that.
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, any contractor worth their salt is going to look at a homeowner and say, you need a set of plans. And the reason a set of plans is going to be required is because that project is going to have to be permitted. You can't take a napkin sketch into a municipality anymore and ask for a building permit. You need to have a full set of plans, engineering, which we can always help facilitate on the behalf of our clients. We like to bring together a whole team from the point of getting a survey, us doing the design, maybe bringing in a landscape architect if they need it, being able to do a grading plan, the structural engineering, that sort of thing. And then even, recommending a builder if they don't already have a contractor in place. And that kind of helps them get everything together that they need for the builder in order for the builder to provide pricing, and in order for the builder to be able to permit, and in order for him to be able to build the project.
I see. So you definitely have to have house plans to submit to whatever municipality you live in, whether it's Mount Pleasant or Kiowa Island or North Charleston. All of those different municipalities have their own permitting office, and they're not going to approve that napkin that has the drawings on it. They're going to want
No, they won't. And sometimes folks do try to cut corners, and they get a project kicked off or started, and they may get turned in. They may have a compliance officer drive by their place and notice a construction van in their driveway or a dumpster, and they look it up and they go, oh, there's no permit. And we do. We've definitely got many calls from people where they have been caught in the act of renovating or adding on, and they didn't have a permit. So we have to go out and we have to do retro drawings, and we have to involve a structural engineer. It gets really messy. Mm-hmm. And sometimes if we can't cross all the T's and dot all the I's for those clients, they're forced to rip out what they've done, mm-hmm. unfortunately, especially mm-hmm. with additions, because that's one thing. Engineering can't be confirmed in many cases when it comes to like foundation, being a poured foundation, being able to confirm the amount of rebar that's in there and that sort of thing. So I always highly encourage people to not try to skate under the radar, because there's eyes everywhere.
Oh yeah. Especially on the islands like Sullivan's and Isle of Palms, that it's such a small area that their compliance officers, they're looking out for unpermitted projects like hawks, and you're right, some of those municipalities are stricter than others, and they will make you rip out all of the work that has been done so far, or even if it's completed, they might look up and say, you never had a permit for that, so we're gonna have to ask you to take it out. Which, ooh, that's
yeah. I've heard places like Folly, if they see that you have finished space below flood, below design flood, like on their ground floor. I've heard stories that have had to go in and rip out, whole ground floor finished spaces. Mm-hmm. And that's a life safety. That's a life safety concern.
Yeah.
Because of the flood zone, unfortunately, it's just one of those things that people think sometimes they can get away with, but sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Yeah. Well, one of the big benefits of working with Crosby Creation Home Designs is you folks are going to create a house plan. You're going to draw the plans for the homeowner to be able to submit for permitting. It also gives a roadmap for the builder, so they're pretty clear on what they need to do. But then related to what we're talking about with the different municipalities, it's a very complicated process. And as a homeowner, you have to become an instant expert. But the good thing is Crosby Creations Home Designs, you kind of hold the hand of the homeowner and help them through all of the complicated permitting processes, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We do work very closely with zoning. We try to make sure that we get all of the information on the plan that they're going to require in order to check their boxes. We know what the codes are, and as things are always ever changing, these municipalities are maybe updating their lists on a regular basis, and there's something else that they're like, oh, we really need to make sure that we're looking out for this, because maybe they had a situation in the field where, oh, hey, it wasn't called out on the plan, so now it's on everybody's watch list, that sort of thing. So those are the things that we really try to stay up to date on, so that we can provide a very complete set of plans. But if by chance we miss something, the homeowner or the builder can always shoot us an email and say, hey, they want this on there, and we'll get that turned around very quickly and get those things corrected and get them resubmitted so that they don't lose any time.
Nice. And if you are thinking of building a new home, you're probably looking at all sorts of house plans online, and you look at the price tag and you go, oh, that's pretty cheap. But a lot of times those house plans have to be modified to fit the lot, and a lot of homeowners will end up kind of wasting the money on those house plans, because it turns out it's just not going to work for the piece of property. And you're probably better off searching some of the stock house plans that Crosby Creations Home Designs have, because that's going to be a fraction of the cost of drawing those plans custom to that particular house, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we have hundreds on our website at crosby-creations.com. But one of the things that we offer, I actually have a stock plan concierge in office. What she does is when someone inquires about a plan, she says, great, send me over your survey. Send me, let me know what the address is. Let's see what you're zoned as, what your municipality is. Let's see if you're in a neighborhood that has an architectural review board that's going to have to review these plans. And before they ever spend a dime with us, we do a comprehensive feasibility study. So we will make sure that it fits a lot. We'll make sure that, the tree protection is applied. If they've got trees on their lot that, we need to be avoiding with a certain protection radius per the municipality, building height, flood zones, neighborhood requirements, all of the above, we make sure what they're going to purchase from us is going to be a viable project for them.
That's great. Well, I can just for anybody who hasn't had a project in a while, or you've never built a house or anything like that, you're going to have to rely on your team to help you through this process, because you are not an expert in construction or that kind of thing. There's so many details and so many questions. You're going to want a great team to help you out with that. And Crosby Creations Home Designs, you mentioned before we went on the air that you don't even charge for all those various questions that come in. So that the municipality might require you to get. So I know everybody's kind of watching their dollars and cents these days. And Crosby Creations Home Designs, your stock plans, and the fact that you can draw house plans if you wanted a custom home drawn, it's going to be a lot less than using an architect as well, right?
Generally, yes. I would not put myself in the situation of trying to price out architects or anything, but generally we are a little more budget friendly.
Right. Well, how can folks get more information about Crosby Creations Home Designs?
Well, they can visit us online at crosby-creations.com, or they can give us a call at 843-998-0505.
All right, great. Well, if you have a project, whether it's new construction or even a remodel, you definitely want to have a good team behind you, and you should involve Crosby Creations Home Designs. And you can always find Crosby Creations Home Designs within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with design professional Jody Crosby with Crosby Creations Home Designs. Thanks so much, Jody.
Thank you, Tim.
And now we're talking with general contractor Tommy Albrecht with Albrecht LLC. How you doing, Tommy?
Good, Tim. How you doing?
Good. Tommy, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Albrecht LLC.
So we are a design build remodeler, which means we do our drawings in-house. It's a sort of a one-stop shop. We do additions, remodels, mostly larger projects, whole home remodels, but we also do a number of kitchens, bathrooms, especially, you know, when it involves a kitchen, a bathroom, you know, multiple different areas of the house.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And so Albrecht LLC is a remodeling contractor, and for those that might not, be familiar with some of those old Charleston names, how did you come to use Albrecht as the company name?
Well, so originally it was just additions and remodeling. I managed that business for a couple of years and decided I wanted to rebrand. My dad owned Albrecht Environmental for 20-something years, couple different businesses during that period, but he did environmental work. So as a teenager, I helped him do indoor air quality testing, blower door testing, and got really familiar with indoor air quality and kind of what makes a home operate efficiently. And that was sort of the background of where I started. And he got into remodeling homes, or fixing and flipping, I should say. And I helped him with those. And that's where I really got interested in the remodeling. Then I went and worked for Just Additions and Remodeling and bought the business. My family's been around here for a very long time. My great-grandfather started Southern Lumber, and my dad has a very good reputation in this area as well.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So a lot of locals know that Albrecht name, which is spelled A-L-B-R-E-C-H-T. So kind of a family name, obviously, it's easy for people to remember that Albrecht LLC. But Tommy,
yes,
let's talk about some of your some of the projects that you're particularly proud of. Just to help our listeners understand, the type of projects that they might have a project similar to one that you've done that that they want to call Albrecht LLC and talk to you about.
Yes, sir. So last week we passed our building final on a whole interior remodel that sort of started out as a kitchen and laundry and then grew, during our design phase. When we work out all of our details, we decided you know, let's tear out sheetrock. And there were a lot of moisture issues with this home, especially in the subfloor. So it kind of morphed into a mold remediation. A lot of things we discovered during that design phase that needed to be fixed and done properly. So we went through and tore out the kitchen, tore out the laundry, bathrooms, did the whole interior. It's a little ranch. I think it's 1,600 square feet, and completely transformed the space. The laundry to the kitchen flow, we made that work a lot more efficiently. And a lot of these older ranches are kind of our bread and butter. They're a lot of fun to work on because they're most or a lot of them are stick framed, and they're very easy to modify and change the flow of the house, open up certain spaces, and make it work better for our clients.
So for this particular project, just kind of summarize for our listeners, like what rooms were impacted during the renovation that Albrecht LLC did?
Well, all of them. So we did two bathrooms and two full bathrooms, kitchen, laundry, and then all of the living spaces, the bedrooms, and gutted all the sheetrock, took everything down to the studs, closed cell phone, the roof line. We installed bat insulation in the walls, rock wool insulation in the interior walls for soundproofing, and then put it all back together.
Oh, wow. Well, please tell me the homeowners moved out during this renovation.
Oh, yeah. She was not living there, which I would say is surprisingly, maybe only a third of our projects are not lived in, even though they are large projects. We do a lot to accommodate people living in our projects. We also have another job. Currently, we're building an addition, 750 square feet along the rear of the home. And we framed a temporary wall with an exterior door that we reused, and basically created a physical, visual, you know, and sound barrier between the existing home and the addition, because it is expensive for people to move out. You know, the cost of rent around here, as everybody knows. We do little things like that to make it easier to live through, especially with kids, and it can get really tricky.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. How about our summer issue, which we're working on now, is our big feature is outdoor living spaces. And has Albrecht LLC worked on any outdoor living spaces?
We have. I've got several projects. We're kind of waiting on landscaping, hardscaping, but pretty excited about seeing some of the after video. We worked into our process before and after videos, which you'll see on our website now, as well as some of our social media. But basically, it's just become a part of a process where we do a little before video and then after, and then we morph the two. And they're really, really neat to see. This one in particular was a porch, breakfast room, and sunroom addition onto the rear of another ranch. And it was also about 600 square feet. And that transformation, I'm excited to see here. Shortly when we get these videos done, and as well as the photos, y'all be able to see, you know, how we were able to give our clients a lot more living indoor and outdoor space.
So it was a sunroom. Did you convert that sunroom into a screen porch or outdoor living space?
It was actually all new additions along the rear. So the sunroom, sunroom and the breakfast room are both additions.
Oh, okay.
And gotcha. As well as a screen porch. Yeah, I really enjoy doing screen porches because they're really pretty simple. There aren't a whole lot of selections involved. I mean, we've got decking, paint colors, and, you know, a few other things compared to kitchens and laundries. But they're easy to make look, you know, really, really nice. And personally, I enjoy my own porch area at my house. So I like building them for other people.
Yeah. Well, that's funny you mentioned that the selections part, and I assume you're referring to what's required by the homeowners to pick out the various items that will go into their newly remodeled home. And homeowners are notorious for not being able to make those choices easily, right?
It's tough, yeah. It's and I experienced that, you know, myself with our own renovation. It's difficult. Of course, you know, I told my wife, I said, you know, just whatever you pick, I'm good with. And she did a phenomenal job. But she is actually coming on board with us beginning of next year to assist with the selections process, which we have, you know, we've done for the past 6 years. It's an important part of our design phase, getting all of those things picked out ahead of construction, because, you know, we run into things during construction. We open up a wall, and there's so many other questions that we might have that it's a lot more enjoyable for our clients instead of feeling rushed during construction. Hey, I need you to go pick, you know, tile and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get all those things sorted up front, picked, when we're not being so pressed, you know, or having to figure out, okay, you know, we need to move this piano so we can open up this wall next week. There's a lot of things that pop up, especially when you're living in a remodel, that we don't want our clients to feel rushed to pick things.
Yeah, for sure. Well, good deal. Well, it sounds like if any of our listeners love their neighborhood, they love their location, but they are not in love with their house, and they want some changes, Albrecht LLC can definitely help with that. What's the best way for folks to get information from you at Albrecht LLC?
So we're on Facebook and Instagram. You can also look us up at albrechtremodels.com and a Google search, even if you misspell it, because I know it's a little difficult to spell. It should pop up on Google.
Nice. And you can always find Albrecht LLC within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with remodeling contractor Tommy Albrecht with Albrecht LLC. Thanks so much, Tommy.
Thank you, Tim.
You've been listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.